Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to, I'm going to say this is going to be a real good show tonight. Yes, it is. And if you can call in, which I hope you can do, the phone number is 407-894-1680. But before we get started, let me introduce you to some of the players tonight. To my left, and we're live from Orlando, Florida, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, September 26th, last Sunday in September this year.
And for you folks listening out there, if you could, I'd appreciate a phone call. How we sound coming in right now?
Well, we don't have a choice.
Well, right now we're operating without a mic, believe it or not.
Yeah, the mic muted Charles and Chris, so we said no mic.
I'd like to hear from you folks out there how we sound. The phone number to call in, I certainly would appreciate it, is 407-894-1680. And in his home in Ocala, Florida, our guest host, the one, the only, Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. I am glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, Charles.
Glad to have you, Charles. And in the studios, the producer, our engineer, the one, the only, Mr. Chris Shaw.
Hey. It's glad to be here. Glad to see each and every last one of you. I'm glad you're doing all right. Thanks for having me on board. You understand what I'm saying? You know, hey.
You sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, Charles, last time we were on the air, you had a problem with your home with flooding. How's it doing there?
That wasn't Charles.
I mean, not Chris. I mean, Chris.
That was 7 days ago.
Yeah.
Your home with flooding.
7 days ago, the water just left.
Water just left?
Yeah, it just, well, the water in the streets and everything had gone down. But in my yard, I still just had water just sitting there looking at me on the daily for about a week, saying, hey, I ain't going nowhere. And I just told them, neither am I. So somebody got to give up sooner or later. And evidently they did, because the sun was beating down on the water. And, oh, Mr. Sun, the sun, the golden sun, it dried up all the rain.
You spoke to your commissioner like you were going to?
Not thus far. I hadn't gotten an answer yet. I'm still calling, and they about to make me do an old school method that I used to do, where I just pull up on you and knock at the door.
That's right.
So if I do that, you know it's something serious.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you'll definitely get their attention.
Right, that part.
I hear background sound.
What is
kids.
That? Yeah, I hear kids.
I think that's my phone going off. My daughter done called my cell phone.
Okay. All righty. So Michael and Charles and Chris, let's do some shout outs.
Yeah, first I want to give a shout out to our beautiful friend for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. Her birthday, Nancy Maniconis. Nancy, happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Because Nancy, Joe,
we forgot last Sunday and she was waiting for us to wish her happy birthday. Well, happy birthday, Nancy. We love you.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
That's right. And I would like to give a shout out to Michael. And why? Because Michael has been through so much the last week, and here he is sitting and hosting the Blind and Beyond radio show as usual. And he's been going through a lot, but thank God you're getting a little better, right, Michael, each day?
Yeah, thank God. I had my big operation, and I have to tell all my listeners, the ones who called and wrote,
that it
was successful. I do not have a catheter anymore. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And for those that take going to the bathroom one or two, well, don't ever take anything for granted. You know, I saw my friend across the street of the house last week, and he got hurt. He cut a tip of his finger, and he had it sewed on, and he was concerned about it. And I said, how are you feeling? I said, I'm so upset for you. He said, well, it could be worse. He said, thank God, I still have my finger. And if it was my finger, I still wouldn't have my hand. And if it was my hand, I still have my arm. I said, never thought of it. That's something. That's right. All the people always think things get worse. He was worried about his fingertip, but he said he might lose the tip. But like he said, he still has his finger. If he loses, it's only going to be from the knuckle, not the bone. The bone at the finger, at the end of the finger, he might lose.
But it could always be
But
worse.
Like he said, it could always be worse. He could always lose a finger, or he could always lose a hand, or always lose an arm. And that's how he was looking at it.
So we learned a lesson from it.
And all I could tell you is, since I had my operation, I've had so much problems because of it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting better. And hospital's a trip. For those who haven't been to hospital lately, all I can tell you, it's a trip. It is something. And if you are blind going to the hospital, then you got to open your mouth, because I'll tell you something. It's bad in a hospital, period. If you're sighted, it's bad. But if you're blind, boy, you got to really open your mouth, because you got to be aggressive, because they will leave you alone in the dark. What are you going to say, Charles?
It's worse when you're blind.
Right. Because they take advantage of us.
They were giving us such a hard time, and thank God they let me in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end, like when we left and everything is over, dismissed me. So I said, can't you going to give me an antibiotic or something? Going home. Well, we're giving you pain pills. So Lynn happened to say, what about antibiotics? We'll give you one for the day. Make a long story short, it happened. It's true. I ended up the next day, got to go to my family physician.
Well,
and now I'm taking antibiotics.
Well, you're lucky our family physician's open on the weekend.
Yeah.
Michael, I need to do. Oh, sorry, right. I interrupt. Are you done talking?
I wasn't finished. No.
Okay.
So I ended up with an infection, and the pain was excruciating. But thank God everything's working out good. Like the old story, God be blessed. Thank God I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, folks. I was thinking about this just recently. You know, talk about being blessed, but you also have to think about all the people we've lost over the last couple of years. We have listeners that love this show. Thank God. We love you all. But we lost some special people the last few years. We lost Betty Shop from New Jersey. We lost our very good friend Joe down there in South Florida. I forgot.
Maddie.
No, I'm Joe's like,
oh, Polano.
Joe Polano. And then his brother Chris. And then Patty from Orlando.
We lost Dawn.
And we just recently lost Dawn.
Charles.
We lost a few other people. I'm forgetting. They're part of the show. Lost, honey. I'm forgetting.
Some
dear friends.
I think right now. Brooke Evans.
Evans, yes.
Well, we will remember all of our friends at the end of the year. We'll do it in memoriam. I just want to do a quick shout out. Anthony Malone, if you're listening down there in Oxahatchee, please call Chris, and I need to update your address for your subway card. I just want to make sure we have it correct. And let's see, we have 2 minutes.
If all those, pops interrupted, all those people are driving in the car, listening to the show, they're on the radio, don't know what you're listening to, well, just remember, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show is meant to be entertaining, true, but it's also supposed to be informing the sighted community about the blind, and also telling the blind people about, well, like when I went blind, I know another blind person. That's what this is all about, how to introduce one blind person to another, to get friends between the show. And what else would you say, Lynn, besides the normal that we say we're always informing and addressing and helping people get jobs? And it's all about friendship. Since the show began,
we like to be the place to go on a Sunday night.
Absolutely.
Make new friends. Hang out with the old friends. That's right.
And we hope we can educate you by learning some things about what we're doing and what the world has for the blind. And we love the sight of people listening to the show. Absolutely. And if you want to call in, the phone was 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Charles, before we go to break, do you have any quick shout-outs? And then hopefully our first guest will be ready, and we'll talk to him.
Yes, I have a shout-out to all the blinded veterans that are listening to the program this evening. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Emerald Coast Realtors Association for hosting a fabulous fishing trip.
Okay, we're going to go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1000. 1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is a program that is a bridge between the blind and the sighted community. We welcome those who are sighted, and we say, listen, thank you for joining our program this evening. If you're riding in the car, if you're sitting at home in your living room, stay with us. We have a fantabulous show this evening.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks for bringing us back, and Mike will be back in a little bit. So while we're waiting for our first guest, Charles, you did something special this past week. What did you do? Tell everybody.
Yes, I had an opportunity to participate in Soldiers on the Water. That is a fishing trip that is hosted. This was the eighth year by the Emerald Coast Realtors Association, which is based in the Panhandle, Pensacola, Destin area. And they've been hosting this program, fishing trip, for 8 years now. It is strictly for soldiers, veterans who are disabled, injured during combat, that kind of a thing. So it's strictly for veterans, their caregiver. This year we had two big boats, 65 footers. For those of you that have gone out on the head boats and gone deep sea fishing, we had two of those boats full of veterans and their caregivers, plus numerous other smaller boats, 20 footers and down, carrying people out fishing. It was a great day. A friend of mine by the name of Daryl Goldsmith is supposed to be calling in. He's also a blinded veteran like myself and Blind Man Gary. And we had a wonderful time. We caught lots of fish. And after the end of the day, we go back in. It's a tournament style trip. So the largest fish gets a prize. The next largest fish gets a prize. The one who catches the most gets a prize. Even the smallest fish gets a prize. So it was a great day on the water, visiting with a lot of other veterans and even a few active duty personnel. So it was a good day. And at the end and after all of the awards, they give us a fish dinner.
With the fish that you caught, or?
Yeah, some of the fish that we caught. And this year there was another group that was fishing and they donated their fish to our fish dinner.
Wow.
It was a wonderful day. As you know, those big head boats hold like 60, 65 people fishing. They were both full.
I saw the boat. It looked like a nice boat. It's a big boat.
Yes.
I saw everybody like on the outside where the railing is. I don't know what you call that, the deck.
That's the railing.
No, I mean the area where you were standing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deck. That's where you fish. And then above us, there's a observer's deck, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Chairs and such, and you sit up there and watch the people fish. Just look at the water, watch the birds. And it was a good day. Beautiful day. Started out really cloudy, but it cleared off. And we just had a great time catching fish. I caught a few. We all caught something. Some of them we couldn't keep because they were out of season, but we still had a great time catching them and throwing them back.
Why don't you give a shout out to your friend who called too early? Maybe we can get him on. He can call. He's in a different time zone, Charles?
Yes, he's in a different time zone. He lives in Pensacola, so he's in Central.
So give him a shout out and let's see if we can get him to call in and compare notes.
Okay, Daryl, call in. So we had a great time. Ebony Wimp was my caregiver, and she caught a few fish also. So met some new folks, changed phone numbers. So it's a good way to get out, do a little networking.
Hey, you know, Charles, this is what I think about. This song right here, when people talk about fishing. And I headed for the Frisco Bay. I don't know why, it just one of those songs because I was sitting on the dock of the bay fishing. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. But you caught stuff. I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay. Yeah, that's just my take on fishing.
So can you tell us a little bit more, Charles, about how, as a visually impaired person, you were able to do the fishing with, you know, not catching the hook on anybody? Or, although I've done that, and I'm fully sighted, I've gotten my hook caught in somebody's collar fishing, throwing the line. Hello,
Charles. Are you there?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Hello?
Daryl,
I'm there.
Daryl, hold on one moment.
Okay. I don't know.
All righty. No, what I was saying, Charles, is that maybe you could share some secrets, you know, for people who were wondering how the heck you went fishing when you don't see that well.
Well, hello? You get a space on the rail,
mm-hmm.
and you... Your caregiver helps you bait the hook.
Okay.
Hold it over and drop it into the water until it stops. Reel it up a little bit and just wait for the fish to bite.
Okay, so there's nobody moving their arm back and giving it a good fling.
Oh,
right?
No.
That's what I meant, yeah.
No, yeah. No one is casting.
Casting, I couldn't think of the verb. Yeah, casting.
Yeah, we don't get hooked like that.
Right.
Although I did get stuck myself once.
Hey, listen, Mike, Charles, Lynn, we have Daryl that just called in. He made it in right on time.
Wonderful.
Daryl, are you there?
Okay.
I am. Hello?
Hello, hey, Daryl.
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me? You.
Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, you do hear me. Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your experience on the fishing trip.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Daryl Goldsmith, Blind and Veterans Association Director, District 5. But we went on the Soldiers on the Water deep sea fishing trip. It was my sixth out of the eight times they've been holding it. And I won it one year. But Charles and I, and his caregiver, his daughter Ebony, and my caregiver Cliff Richards, retired Coast Guard and a member of my church, he was mine. And from what I heard a little bit, I baited my own hook. I wasn't in the Air Force, so I learned how to do dirty work. But we were on the rail of the side of the boat, the American Spirit, out of Destin, Florida, and I believe they had over 100-plus veterans out there. And the captain, hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, the captain would get to where he knows where the schools of fish are on the reefs. And he would tell us to drop our lines, and we would. And as the line is dropping and it hits the bottom, you'll do a three or four reel up, and then they just start automatically hitting it. We caught a number of trigger fish. I caught three trigger fish, two red snappers, and four mingle snappers. I think Charles beat me by one. That's how we do it.
So do you have a lot of fun?
Oh, I always have fun. It's just a blessing to be out there in a fellowship with your fellow blinded or fellow veterans. And just out in the fresh air on the boat, fishing, telling stories, military, and just of the trip itself is just a great day. It's just we left the port at around 8 a.m. and we returned. We left the last fishing at probably about 2:30. It was about an hour and a half ride out to where we were going, probably 15 to 20 miles out, and Then we returned, and once we got to the dock, the crew, they filleted the fish for us. And instead of just getting what we caught, we divided them among the whole group of veterans that were on there in case they didn't. So everyone came home with a bag of filleted fish. We then went up a group, a large set of stairs at the Brocula steamer seafood restaurant, where there was probably 100 tables there and filled with veterans that were getting off the different boats, and they then prepared all the fish, amount of fish from every boat donated to the cook, and you had it either baked or fried, as much as you wanted to eat. And those Darryl? Who did not, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you would like, we can continue this conversation a little bit after 8 o'clock. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
You can call in at 8 o'clock, and we can talk for a few more minutes, okay?
Sure.
We have to go to our next guest, but thank you for sharing.
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very interesting. Thank you, Darryl. Thank you so much. Okie dokie. So Darryl will call back. And
I'm glad it wasn't me who interrupted. Well, did I always say that I'm the bad guy?
I'm the bad guy. Well, we're running
not
out
this
of
time.
Yeah, we're running out of time in the first hour. So I would like to welcome back our first guest Zoomer, Peter Cucciavi. And as you know, or you may not know, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Don't forget, he's also the father of Leonardo.
Right, he's the father of Leonardo.
Yes, he is.
I am, and Mr. Leonardo just loves his new blanket, let me tell you.
Aww.
We don't go anywhere without this Leonardo crested blanket. It's
Aww.
Just the best because it's the perfect texture, it's the perfect length, and so we had three blankets, and that's the only one that he uses.
Is that the one with the it's with the animals?
Right, and with his name written
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, because you told us that his your theme was the wild.
We love it so much. Thank
yeah.
you so much. We think
You're
of you
wild.
Every time.
Oh, that's so nice. So, Peter, did I confuse you tonight? Because you usually call in at 8:15 our time.
My wife likes to confuse people.
Yeah, here. I'm sorry.
My wife
likes
to confuse people.
Okay.
No worries. And I was having internet trouble anyway, so this is great.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate
thanks
it. Thank
you so
busy.
Much for joining us, yes. What are you hitting me
Absolutely.
For?
Absolutely.
She's hitting me, Peter.
What'd you do wrong this time, Michael?
God knows.
What's new with Spectrum Accessibility, Peter? In the month, things must have some new developments, I'm sure.
Well, I wanted to, well, first of all, let me start off by saying this, that today is our giveaway day. So we've got a $25 gift card that we're going to give away. I'll work my way up to that in a moment. But I just wanted to cue people up so they put their hands on their phones and get ready to go any minute now. But, you know, we've got some really great things coming up, and I think that between now and the end of the year, we're going to have a lot more conversation and sharing a little more news. But I'm really excited about where the Spectrum Access app is going. We've been talking about Spectrum Access a lot on the show, and that's the audio description app that anybody can use. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer even. I've been so fortunate to have a lot of conversation, probably with some of your listeners, even people from some of the conventions that I've been attending. And first and foremost, the thing that I'm hearing the most is that people are really grateful to have an option in their pocket for audio description. You know, I know as much as the next person does because I use audio description. It's how I watch TV. But you know, I know as much as the next person that here in the United States, unfortunately, there's just a shortage of audio description for movies. And so this really sort of put me in a corner before I even joined the cable industry. I was not really much of a movie person. I loved movies, but the number of movies that had audio description were so limited that I just stuck to books. And so now having these conversations with folks is just so revealing about how much this option is needed. And so we're working really hard to add new content there. And, you know, I'd really want to welcome even any of your listeners who have ideas about, you know, the direction that Spectrum Access could go, you know, in terms of providing audio description in venues and spaces. If you have connections, if you have opportunities that you can disclose, write me an email. Let's get connected. I'd love to see the new adventures that we could take. So that email address is spectrumaccess@charter.com. And if you just want to say hello or tell me how you feel about the app, that's a great place to write in. But now, for those of you who use Spectrum Access, you'll notice that both in your settings and you may get prompted for it, there's a feedback option. So you can provide feedback directly in the app. So I'd love it if folks are using it, if you provide us some feedback directly in the app, that would be really super. But, you know, ease of access is a big one. I know I've talked to some of the listeners of the Blind and Beyond radio show as well. And the number one feedback that I get from listeners of the show is, you know, how important it is to make things easier to use. And so that's becoming a real big priority for me and the team that's working on Spectrum Access, is making things easier to use. So I'm hoping that in the next several shows, we'll talk about what we're doing, you know, bringing to the app ways to make the app a little easier to use. I'll give you a little hint in advance, you know, not having to scroll through everything to find a movie or using the search functionality is one direction, you know, that we're thinking of and building out. So I think that, you know, if you're used to things like using Siri to navigate your phone, that may be an option here down the road. So really excited about the opportunities for Spectrum Access. And, you know, I just want to remind listeners as well that if you are a Spectrum customer, you have the ability to download Spectrum TV app on your mobile devices, on Apple TV. And the latest generation of the Apple TV has the option for a Spectrum Apple remote.
Oh, wow.
I was just this weekend using my Apple TV, which is an older one, and just, you know, for somebody who's using the remote tactily like I do, it's sometimes difficult to orient the thing, and even though there's some tactile demarcation there, it can be a little frustrating. And so I think that the Spectrum Apple remote that has a Spectrum Guide button on it that can take you to the Spectrum Guide from anywhere in your Apple TV experience, these kinds of things are going to be game changers. Tactile buttons, you know, the up, down, left, and right buttons to navigate the guide, and navigate all of your apps and Apple TV. It's just going to be a game changer, I think, instead of like a flat tactile pad. This is a big deal, especially for older folks that maybe have some neuropathy, some peripheral neuropathy in their fingertips, and it's a little more challenging to navigate those small flat pad remotes. This is going to be a big deal.
Hey, Peter. How you doing, Peter?
There you go.
Yes.
Listen, Chris here. First off, let me call. I got a new nickname for you. When you welcome to the family of being called Big Papa now. So, congratulations to you and on the newborn that you have, and I pray that you get a little bit of rest.
Thank you. It's starting to build up a little bit. It is.
Listen, you had a caller that's been waiting to get in contact with you. I got him on the phone line, all the way from Kissimmee, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I want you to talk to Vinny, a.k.a. Mr. Vincent from Kissimmee, Florida. Vincent, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How about yourself?
Good, good. All right, Vinny, the floor is yours.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Peter, I've been a Spectrum customer for a number of years. I was at Bright House Networks before that, but I know it's still the same company, Charter, but
that's right.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as Spectrum Access. I've never heard of it.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you're on the show today and you got a chance to hear about it. So do you watch movies with audio description? Do you have that feature turned on?
No, I don't. And I am blind. I didn't say that up front, but I am blind. And I'm very familiar with voiceover, and I used to teach JAWS for blind services years ago in Florida. And no, I like audio description if I had it, but I didn't know unless the guide that you're using to navigate speaks, it's of no use to me.
I want to interject just for a moment, Vincent, to let you know that the guide on your Spectrum box does have the ability to speak to you, so you can turn a voice on to navigate your guide audibly as well. So that is a feature that's available to you on your box.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, you're discovering all kinds of new things today, Vincent. So let me give you a quick picture so you can have an understanding of what's available to you, because you know you're paying for these services and you've got all kinds of options that are going to make it more accessible for you, and I want you to take advantage of that. Okay. So
absolutely.
The first thing is that if you've got a Spectrum box in your home and you're watching TV with that box, your box has the ability to narrate that entire navigation experience for you with something we call a guide narration. And so if you're in live television, right, if you're in your live TV, there's a button above the number one key. It's called the options button. If you press that button and then press the number 3 on the keypad in sequence, you know, back to back, so press option 3, that'll turn your guide on. If it doesn't, you can call our disability support desk. They will check to see if you've got the right box. If you don't have a guide narration capable box, they will replace that box for you at no charge to you. So they'll send an agent to your home, they'll replace the box, and they'll turn guide narration on for you. So I can give you that phone number right now on air if you'd like. I'm sure others would like to hear it as well.
I would like that. Since I'm on the phone right now, I don't have the capability of writing it
down. I'll
write
it down. Vinny, I'll write the number down and we can give it to you later after the show.
Guess what, Vincent? I'll tell you something else. Leave your information with Chris. So don't get off the call when we're done. Leave your information with Chris, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a $25 gift card.
Wow.
Calling in, discovering these new features available to you. And when I get in contact with you, leave your information. I'll tell you about all these features available to you at no charge, okay? There's a number of them that we talk about on the show. So I hope you tune in regularly. We'll keep talking about what you have that comes with your Spectrum services. How about that?
Excellent. Excellent, Peter. I appreciate it. And let me just want to make sure, now that the guide is on, my wife is actually watching TV in the other room. If I went in there and I pressed 1 and then 3 right after each other, that would turn on the audible part of the guide if I have
Quick
the right
correction.
Spot.
If you press option 3, so the options button is above the number 1 key.
Option button and then 3. Kind of like, I got you.
That's right. That's right. Try that out and see if you get the. And then if your wife wants to turn it off, she can do the same sequence of buttons, option 3, to turn it off.
She'll definitely want to turn it off because, yep.
Well, Vinny, hang on the phone. Give Chris your information so Peter can get in touch with you soon, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Vinny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Is there anybody else, Chris?
Nope, not right now.
Okay.
I have a question.
And Peter, I forgot to introduce you to our guest co-host tonight, Charles Brooks.
Hey, Charles. Hey, always good to hear your deep and pleasant voice on the phone.
There you go.
Well, thank you. I have a question for you, and it may not be a question that you can answer. I presently am a customer of one of your opponents in the business market. And I was trying to switch over to Spectrum and found out that it's not available in my area. How is it determined who is or isn't in a certain area?
Well, that's a great question, Charles. So I could spend some time on air and confuse everybody with the details of it. But in brief, the way that it works is your cable providers all operate in different markets. So they can't operate in the same territories. Now, you might have satellite companies and others that are operating in your space. But for instance, Comcast and Charter will never have overlapping territories. So typically, if you have Comcast in your area or Cox Communications, you're not going to have Charter in your region. And so there's no overlap there. So it means that they're not competitors, which is a great thing because we get to collaborate on accessibility efforts with our teams. But it also does mean that sometimes folks give me a call and they say, I really want to switch over to Spectrum and I wish I could, but you're not available. But, you know, for those who maybe are not in Comcast territory, but they also have found that Spectrum does not provide services, we do have initiatives right now to develop in rural areas, and we're moving out broadly into some of these more rural territories. And you all know as well as I do that people have just been moving out of cities quite a bit these days and moving into more rural areas. And so the demand to have good broadband in rural territories has really ticked up. So the timing couldn't be better. So for some people who are in rural territories, you might see Spectrum come into your area and provide services. But if you are in a different cable market, then not.
Peter, it's Michael. I want to interrupt you for a minute, Peter.
Huh?
Vinny, are you there?
No, he hung up.
Peter. Oh, I want to ask Vinny a question.
Well.
That's a shame. I want to ask Vinny a question.
Okay.
But the question I want to ask is, it sounds like he didn't know that Spectrum had all these things.
No, he didn't. He said that on the air.
Well, the question
is,
why not? If he listens to the show.
That's a great question, Michael. You know, people have been asking me this. This has actually been a big question for me this summer in particular, is people are saying, how come I don't know about some of the accessibility options that you have? And this is something that I'd like to resolve because I'm at conferences at American Council of the Blind, National Federation of the Blind, American Foundation for the Blind, you know, all of these groups and conferences, trying to hit as many of them as I can so that I can spread the news. But, you know, if you're not there, you're not going to know. So an exciting thing that we're up to these days is we've been working on marketing initiatives to better market our accessibility offerings. You might see Spectrum commercials, but they have nothing to do with accessibility, right?
Right.
And so for some of you, I know that listeners have called in, you know, months ago telling me about how the fact that they saw the Spectrum Access commercials running on their TV, where we featured a young blind woman who was using Spectrum Access in her living room on her phone. So initiatives like that, I think, are going to help us bring better awareness to our products, including real people with real disabilities in real commercial advertisements, where we feature these products and offerings, I think is going to be a big way to boost that awareness.
That would be a big
help.
Yeah. Big
but
help.
This is my question, Peter. This is my question. You have Vinny who called in, and supposedly he listens to the show on and off. I know I heard him before calling into the program. It sounds familiar with Kissimmee. So my question is this way. There's people out there that, for whatever reason, they don't call in. And even worse, they have Spectrum. And even worse, they have Spectrum. They don't even know that Spectrum has things for the blind.
Uh-huh.
And the point is, why not? Why, if you listen to this show, why that you don't call in? Why, when Peter's talking, that you don't listen carefully what Peter's saying? And these are all the things. It's blowing my mind right now. I wish I could have been here when Peter was talking. Vinny was talking. I had a problem. I had to run. But the point I'm saying is, It just amazes
well, maybe
me.
Maybe you can call back next time when Peter is
I would like Vinny to call back again if you're listening, Vinny, I'd like you to call back again. Because honestly, I want to ask you a couple of questions. The question is, how come you didn't know that Spectrum had all these things for you? Because I know he's blind, and the point if he's blind and he has Spectrum, mm-hmm. the question is he doesn't know about all these things for accessibility
that's
for
a great, blind. That's a great question, Michael. And you know what? The beautiful thing is that we don't just come on the show once. We've got a great partnership where we're coming on every month. So I'll be on next month. So folks that are doing something in the kitchen and miss me talking 1 month, or maybe they're not on at the 8:15 hour, but now that I'm on earlier, they managed to catch me. You know, all of these things help. So that just goes to demonstrate that an ongoing appearance on the show is just it's been a great way to connect with listeners.
Yeah, because you got new listeners coming in all the time. You got people who listen every once in a while. They might miss when you're on this week, and then you come on. They don't listen this week, but they listen next week. And the point is, what upsets me is a lot of people listen to the show, and they listen, and they listen, and they listen. But the question is, what are they listening to? The point is, if you're listening, do you want Spectrum? Do you know about Spectrum? And even worse, you have Spectrum, and you're blind. You don't even know that all these things exist. That even amazes me.
For free. They're available for free. They belong to you as a part of your service package. That's right.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thanks for joining us. And,
absolutely.
And we look forward to talking to you again soon. The weeks just go by quickly. How old is your son now?
He turned 2 months yesterday.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
See, time flies.
Wow. Amazing.
He's already doubled in weight.
Oh, wow.
It's impressive the amount of cheeks that this young man already has on him.
All right.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you, Charles. Good to hear you
love
again.
You too.
Thank you, Peter.
We'll talk soon. All right.
Okay,
thank you,
Peter. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Night.
All right, we have time for Charles's trivia.
Yeah, trivia time.
Trivia time.
Phone number is 407-894-680. You're up, Charles.
This group had a total of 5 songs, hits in the disco era. This is one of them. Name the group. You're on, Chris. Tell us who's singing that song. It's really easy.
Well, yeah, that's too easy.
That is really easy.
You know, that's John Travolta right there, all the way live.
Yeah. Okay, John.
You like that era, don't you, Charles? The 70s.
I got the phone line blowing up. Hold on. Y'all keep talking.
Oh, boy. They come. Okay.
What?
Actually, I like that era, but I also like some of the music before, you know, mm-hmm. like doo-wop.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Charles, in the next 15 minutes, Haylin.
We're on the air.
You got it. I got
okay.
it.
Okay. But you actually you like Michael's era.
I like music, really.
Yeah.
You know, I like country music, some of it. I like the old cowboy country. I like some of those tunes, like Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Ghost Riders in the Sky, stuff like that.
Hmm. Chris, if you have some hopefully a winner. We have just a few minutes. Hopefully you get them on.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
You're almost to the top of the hour already. That first hour went quickly.
Yes, it did.
So we went from fishing to accessibility of the spectrum. That's what we do here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes.
We cover all bases.
We're versatile.
We are.
All righty. All right. So we got about 3 minutes, right? All right. So
yes.
Here you go. Here's how it's going to go. We're no longer in the state of Florida for these calls that called in tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, we're going to go to our first caller calling all the way from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And then we got our next caller calling in from Connecticut. Whew, it's a Yeah, it's a long journey on this highway tonight. Marlene from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Marlene, are you
there? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we got Marlene from Pine Bluff. Marlene.
Marlene.
Good evening, Marlene.
Are you a first-time caller, Marlene? No, I'm not. I was on a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
but
right.
This is my first time calling for trivia.
Well, wonderful. All right, Charles, take it away here.
Marlene, you're a veteran, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am a member of the Blinded Veterans Association. Yes.
I remember. And who sang the song, Marlene?
Who is the person that sings the songs?
The group?
Yeah, it's called the Bee Gees.
There it is.
Alrighty.
There it is. Marlene from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Correct.
Wow. So you guys know each other. You guys know each other.
I have another question. They had 5 hits. Which number was that?
That was the first one.
No, My it favorite? Wasn't the first one.
Oh, I have no idea which one it was first.
All right. Well,
it was the
Wait. Don't say it.
Don't say what?
All right. So, Marlene, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right? Because I need to get some information from you.
Okay.
All right. Let's go over to Connecticut and see. And you want to see if Connecticut can answer the part two of the question?
Okay.
All right. So let's go to our good friend who was here with us last week, the one and only Terry. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you? That sounds like Lynn's voice.
Well, it certainly is. Hi.
How are you today?
I'm hanging in there, hanging out with you and Charles and Chris.
How's
Michael's
Michael?
Not feeling well right this minute.
I don't hear him.
Yeah, he's not feeling well right this minute. Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear.
So what are you going to tell us?
All right, Charles. All right. So Terry, we already have someone who won the trivia to answer the name of the group. But there's another question. There's another question on the table. And the question states, what chart number was that song?
That's hard.
I'm sorry, what was it? Ask me the question again. I didn't hear it.
What number that particular group had five hits. What number did that song come in at?
Oh, boy. Julie, what number was that song a hit?
We're calling in reinforcements here.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, brother, see you. Okay, let me take a guess. Number four.
That's not a fair question.
That's not a fair question, Lee.
Question, Chris? That's hard.
That's not it?
No, you said number four.
What number did you say, Perry?
I said number four.
Oh!
Of course, I was going to say 3, but she made me say 4.
You should have. It's like
you would have been.
You should have taken. Don't, Terry. Well, you know how it is when you take a test, Terry. You always stick with the first answer.
Yep.
That's what you should have did, Terry. You were right there.
I was.
Oh
right
my
there.
Goodness.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks Number for calling, 3. Terry. We got to go to top of the hour break for the WOKB radio station.
Hey,
okie dokie.
Anyway.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having fun with us. Thank you.
All right,
Chris.
We're taking it down to the top of the hour. Keep it locked right here. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.